Lively Stones Meditations for 4th of February 2024. The Treasury of Snow. Have you entered the Treasury of Snow, or have you seen the Treasury of Hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? By what way is light diffused, or the east wind scattered over the earth? Reading from Job 38, verses 22 to 24. This phrase arose in our meeting a short while ago, and it stuck in my mind, as these unexpected poetic expressions often do. Why is snow described as a treasury? The obvious answer is that snow is white and represents holiness, purity, and cleanliness, the absence of sin, and should thus be treasured and aspired to by the believer. In the natural, there is little that is more beautiful, awe-inspiring even, than freshly fallen snow in a blanket covering the land, undisturbed, pristine and peaceful, bringing joy to the soul. These qualities give a spiritual form to what lies before us. First the natural, then the spiritual. However, in the Lord speaking, there is always more. And we can see that he asks, "Have you entered the treasury of the snow?" And follows this with, "Have you seen the treasury of hail?" He invites us to be a part of that holiness, in fact, to go beyond the surface and what it does for us, to realize that he is that treasury, the treasure in our earthen vessels. In essence, it is the expression of Christ's words, "I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me." John 17, verse 23. The treasury of hail speaks of another aspect of that growing to be one with Christ. The Lord asks if we have seen or understood it. For just as we learn of the washing by the water of the word, hail, as frozen water, tells us of the hard word, the deeper aspects of him, which can be more difficult to grasp. We need to have his Holy Spirit fill us with both of his treasuries so that we are prepared for the time of trouble and the day of battle and war. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Psalm 51, verses 5 to 11. David Wilkerson writes, "Riches and the things that are necessary in life are not evil in themselves, and all of us face cares and troubles in this life. The sin comes in the time and energy we spend in pursuing these things at the expense of neglecting Christ.